Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of had a crown, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. A little canned heat bringing us back. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Mark Glazer is here, ladies and gentlemen. Mark is the president and CEO of BFS Capital, bfscapital.com. It's a different kind of a lending institution from the banks that you might be used to. And I want to talk about that, Mark. Thanks again for being here. I want to talk about the difference between the beginning of the conversation that you would have someone. And when I say you, folks, when I'm talking to Mark, you know, I'm sure Mark, you've got competitors out there. You got people out there doing things that are similar to what you're doing. In fact, I know some of them. So folks, when you're talking to an organization like Mark's, how is their underwriting priorities. I'll say it that way, Mark. Better say it. Your underwriting priorities. What are the things that are more important to you, and how would that be different, say, than for a banker?
Yeah, no, I think it's an excellent point and a differentiator. The important things to BFS when looking at a business, as I mentioned a little bit before, is certainly the character of the owner or entrepreneur. That's very important to us to understand the person himself or herself. The second thing is the cash flow of the business is a driver of us putting together a financing package that we feel can get the business the money they need, and at the same time, I'm in a position that they'll be able to make the payments to fulfill their obligation. However, all of this really starts with what's the business plan, what do you want to use the money for, how much is it going to cost, what's the time frame that they're going to need to deploy these funds, and put this together, how much more money is that going to make the business? And then it becomes fairly straightforward, because what the business looks at is an opportunity cost. They say, okay, well, if I'm a restaurant and I'm going to use this $100,000 to put on a terrace, and that terrace is going to generate $80,000 of revenue a year in profit.
It's going to expand my business by 15% a year.
That's right. It's a simple analysis.
But if they're losing money in the other 85%, and because they're not organized well, and they expand 15%, then that's just going to increase their losses.
Well, that would be true. And again, going back to what we discussed about our underwriting, if we're looking at the cash flow and the history of the business, we don't want to get involved in a business that's going in the
right.
wrong direction.
So, but these are things you're going to be looking at. You're going to be asking those questions. Okay, I understand you want to be growing by 15%, but tell me about how you've done with the other 85%.
That is 100% true. We are looking for not only the use of the funds going forward, but obviously a big part of our underwriting process is looking historically how the business is done.
But the thing is, folks, is this is the same thing your bank's going to ask. However, Mark, your underwriting perspective, your underwriting, your approach to risk management is not the same as a bank, and it's because you're risking more your money. A bank's risking Aunt Sally's money in the deposits. You're risking your money and your investors' money, so you can take a little more risk. But when you take a little more risk, you're also going to have to charge a little more for that, right?
Yeah, and there's a tremendous difference between how a bank and how a bank looks at risk. And as you said, banks are required to have a tremendous amount of reserves. They have many things that they have to follow because they are a bank, and how they bring their money into their balance sheet. Because we're privately funded with institutional partners and banks that provide capital to us, we're really looking at the business itself. We're not looking at, you know, what inventory do you have? What is the real estate worth? We're not requiring you to give us audited financial statements or 3 years of P&L showing profitability, which banks are. We're really looking at the trends currently going on in the business. Whatever you did in your business 2 years ago, we're much more interested in how the business is operating for the past 3 to 6 months. because that's indicative of the trends and where your business is going. So a business that is on the uptick, their business is improving, that's a great customer for BFS, regardless if you have any collateral, regardless if your FICO score isn't in the top echelon because of, you know, certain personal bills or other things. That becomes much, much less relevant. We're very much looking at the health and the growth perspective of the business itself.
Now, if a bank, and clearly you're not really competing with a bank, because we're talking a stratified borrowing environment here, folks. The different kinds of qualifications for borrowing. If you can qualify for a bank loan today as a small business owner with rates the way they are, you're going to be able to, if you got a good relationship with a bank, you're going to pay 5 to 6% or so for that loan. If you're borrowing with an organization like yours or some of the others, it's probably going to be about double that, right?
You're going to pay. What's going to happen is if you can get through the bank process and you can dedicate the time and be able to wait to have that process go through and get approved, I think banks are a terrific choice for that. Where BFS comes in is either the money is needed in a short period of time,
right,
or your business, because of personal credit,
right,
because of your financial statements, because of historical things, doesn't qualify, then we can come in and help that business. So we don't look at the banks necessarily as a competitor, but we just look at ourselves as another provider.
But see, the reason why I'm trying to point this out is if I were a bank and I had somebody who wasn't bankable, you would be my best friend, Mark. I'd be putting my customer with you. And you and I would work together to make them bankable so we can pull them back into the bank later.
That's right. And if
banks were smart, that's what they would do. Because the landscape has changed and is never going back. The old days of the bank being the only one on the block are gone. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.